team got off 31-9 in the first quarter. Defensively got at it, led to good offense, and just jumped on it early, didn't you?
Yeah, our defensive effort was great. You know, we have a huge emphasis this year on getting deflections, being active with our hands, and not allowing teams to be comfortable. And, you know, it seems like in the past we allowed a lot of easy buckets and we weren't being overly aggressive. So this summer we just kind of made a decision, let's kind of sell out and be aggressive. And if we give up easy buckets, so be it, because we're giving them up when we're not doing that. And you scoring 31 in the first quarter, that's second most in a quarter since I've been in McCook. And a lot of that was because of our defense. Second quarter, you know, we had looks. We just could not score. And but, you know, a lot of times, though, good defense is good offense.
But they didn't score either. They scored less points in the second quarter than the first quarter.
Yeah, and without fouling as much, you know, and when you're aggressive, you're going to surrender some more fouls than when you're being conservative. But they scored quite a few at the free throw line, a high percent anyway, from what they're making in the field. And, yeah, I was very proud of our defensive relentlessness, and it's something, you know, our kids work on hard. Their effort's phenomenal, and I think these games early on, it's going to show them when the ball's not falling, which there's going to be nights, not just quarters, there's going to be nights where it doesn't happen. You got to rely on your defense to win games.
And you're sending waves of kids, I mean, just to keep everybody fresh, full court, and they just it was waves tonight.
Yeah, it was, and we feel like we can go at least 9, maybe even 10 deep if need be. And if we're going to play that way, we're in your face, full court, pushing the ball in transition, you've got to have a bench. And we've done that. Then, you know, we got good enough lead there in the second quarter that we're trying our best to keep guys fresh. I told them at halftime it's going to feel like a summer camp where every dead ball we're probably going to be getting some new guys in, just that way we can keep our legs fresh. And a lot of guys got a lot of minutes, and good step in the right direction.
Good balance. You had, I think, 4 guys, double figures. You had a couple other guys close. You could have almost had 5-6 guys. Good balance tonight.
Yeah, it was. Some of our guys who led us in scoring on Friday, I don't think scored a whole lot tonight. They scored a little bit, but some other guys stepped up and made buckets, and we're going to need that here the next 2 days and moving forward.
You sticking around for Goodland and Burlington?
No, that's here in a couple hours.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll be nice getting home fairly early here, but we've got film on them. We'll watch them, and they got a handful of guys back from last year. They're a solid team. You know, it's going to be an incredible challenge, but it's something. Finally get it back to the field house.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Being able to play Goodland in the field house on a Friday night at the 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock our time game, the atmosphere is going to be awesome, and I think we're going to see who we really are tomorrow.
Thank you for the win, and get me out of this place.
Yeah, we did it for you, Rich.